A review into Wellington's billion-dollar highway transmission gully has found the project was flawed from the start. An interim review into the 27-kilometre highway has found serious flaws at the planning stage of the public-private partnership project, along with a lack of transparency. The motorway was supposed to cost $850 million. It's now blown out beyond $1.25 billion. With us now is the Transport Minister, Michael Wood. At the Marie.
Morena, Susie.
This is pretty scathing, this report. What do you see as being the most egregious parts of it?
Well, look, the planning, governance and oversight of this project when it was set up around 2012 was clearly lacking. The fact that this project was proceeded with on a non-PPP basis but jammed into a PPP model. The fact that the affordability threshold, which is how much the government was willing to pay for the project, was described by bidders as, quote, dubious and, quote, demonstrably unrealistic. All of these things reveal that this was a very poorly conceived process, that it didn't have leadership from the government at the time.
The proposals were value managed down, so effectively made cheaper on the designs and timelines to make this low budget work. So does that mean that right from the start, the price was unrealistic because it basically couldn't be built for that money?
Yes, that is one of the clear findings of the report, that the affordability threshold was set too low, that some of the savings that were thought to have been able to be achieved through our PPP model were effectively double counted. So this just sets things up to be messy, to be poorly managed from the beginning, because obviously bidders were then trying to put together bids to meet what they knew was an artificially low price within the procurement process. So that was a very, very bad start to the project. And I'll just go back to the fact, you look at the timeline which is established in this report. In August of 2012, the then Minister of Transport suddenly jumped into the process, directed Waka Kotahi to consider a PPP procurement process, and that was then decided in September. So all of 1 month was taken, effectively, to make that decision. And that really speaks to the poor governance and oversight of this process, and we're having to clean up the mess now.
Now, when you say this PPP, like it was sort of jammed into this PPP model, what do you mean by that? Because the complexity there is perhaps lost on people.
Sure. Well, look, the scheme had been in design and development for a number of years before that decision was made by Stephen Joyce and the government in 2012 to put it into a PPP. And the design of the scheme had been done for a standard procurement model, a standard public procurement model. So things like how the risk was managed, how the consenting would be managed, very significant issues in terms of how the project would roll out, were set up for a standard procurement model. And then very suddenly and very quickly, there was a political direction to turn this into a PPP.
Where did that come from?
Well, that the report reveals that in August of 2012, the then Minister of Transport, who was Stephen Joyce at that time, directed Waka Kotahi down that track of a PPP procurement model. So whether that was for political, ideological reasons, whether it was about trying to get a project done on the cheap to free up money for other projects, you'd have to ask him. But that's a point at which that happened, and the report clearly reveals that was a problem and speaks to some of the issues that we've experienced.
Road safety, seismic risks and geotechnical risks were not costed. Is it clear why in a motorway that's just north of Wellington?
Well, look, some of those quick questions still remain, and that's of extreme concern, of course. I mean, what the report reveals is that a lot of good work has gone into this project between Waka Kotahi and the other organisations have been involved. But when you're creating a major strategic asset like this, at the absolute beginning, those sorts of risks should be accounted for and built into the project. So exactly why they weren't at that time is not clear to me. But again, some of these fundamental problems in terms of a lack of appropriate reporting and oversight, fast decision-making about the change to a PPP, I think contributed to some of those things not being considered.
Now, of course, there have been stories about the problems with Transmission Gully in the media for some time. When did Labour, when did you find out that there were these serious problems at the root of this project?
Well, look, I think it became clear relatively early on that there were issues in terms of the pricing of the project. There have been ongoing discussions for a number of years with the PPP partner in terms of that. And obviously things also came to a bit of a head in terms of the interruptions that were created by COVID, which were more understandable, quite clearly, the impact of COVID as well as Kaikoura and other weather events were things that you could reasonably say we understand why these would have an impact on a large project like that. But as a part of working through that process, the government brought in the Infrastructure Commission to do this review of the project to try and deal with the concerns that we had been hearing. And that's why we're at this position where we can now understand.
But nonetheless, you're 4 years virtually into Labour-led government, and this is the first time there's been an official sort of finding of there being the problems on this scale. Have you moved fast enough on this?
Well, yes, our focus has been about getting the project back on track, making sure that it's actually delivered for Wellingtonians who have been waiting for a very long time for it. So we've been doing a huge amount of work to make sure that we work through these issues, to make sure that we actually have a reasonable completion date, which at this stage is planned for the end of this year. And as a part of that, we've then commissioned the Infrastructure Commission to do this work so that we can understand the problems and draw the lessons to make sure these things don't happen again.
Can anyone be held accountable?
Well, look, Stephen Joyce writes a very long column in the weekend papers every weekend opining about a range of issues. He might like to address these issues in the next one.
What about the contractor? Is there anything in the contract that will see an accountability there?
Well, yes, the contracts do have mechanisms built into them, and there are now pretty strong provisions in there to make sure that we get this project delivered on time. And if that's not the case, then there are penalties which do apply. So that's really important to make sure that there are some accountability.
When you say on time, does that mean on time to the old completion date or the new one?
We now have an agreed completion date towards the end of this year, which takes into account the disruptions of COVID and various weather events that took place. But look, the other thing in terms of accountability, we're the ones who are carrying the can and cleaning up the mess now, but still we need to reabsorb the lessons to make sure that these things don't happen again. So Waka Kotahi has brought in specialist expertise to make sure that they are overseeing this project well, bearing in mind that the nature of a PPP is that the consortium will continue to operate it for the next 25 years. So we need to make sure that that is well overseen. And as Minister, I'm making sure that I'm getting regular reporting through so that eyes aren't taken off the ball again as they were when this project was set up.
Kia ora, thank you very much. Transport Minister Michael Wood there.